Dear visitor, welcome to the Grotta di Carbarangeli, a karstic jewel located in the Carini Plain in northwestern Sicily, a few kilometers from Palermo. This natural treasure, protected as a strict nature reserve since 1995, is a bridge between past and present, where geology, climate, and human history are intertwined in a thousand-year-old story. This guide was created by the Jonathan Livingston Association, with the patronage of the municipality of Carini, thanks to funds from the National Recovery and Resilience Plan of the Ministry of Culture included in Mission 1, Digitization, Innovation, Competitiveness, Culture and Tourism, and Component 3, Tourism and Culture 4.0. We are delighted that you have chosen to explore this unique place. We will accompany you on a journey through time to discover rock formations, mysterious concretions, and traces of ancient civilizations. The Carbarangeli Cave is located just 22 meters above sea level, about 600 meters from the current coastline, and owes its origin to karst formation and the action of the waves that shaped it during the Euthranian, about 115,000 years ago, when the Mediterranean reached higher altitudes. It extends horizontally for about 400 meters, crossing whitish and yellowish calcarenites rich in marine fossils, evidence of ancient oscillations in sea level. In the innermost area, dominated by dolomitic limestone, you can admire more majestic environments with columns over a meter high and concretionary pools where the water creates crystalline mirrors. The walls of the cave are home to marine mollusk fossils. Excavations carried out as early as the 19th century have unearthed the remains of Elephas menidriensis, the Sicilian dwarf elephant, and stone tools from the Paleolithic period, signs of human occupation dating back over 10,000 years. The interior of the cave alternates between large rooms and narrow tunnels, offering a real natural museum where each wall tells a fragment of geological history. The walls and floor of the cave are adorned with stalactites, stalagmites, tubes, and calcite flows. These are formed by the deposition of calcium carbonate transported by dripping water in a very slow process that can last thousands of years. Inside the cave, the CR1 stalagmite, about 1 meter high, began to form over 9,700 years ago. Isotopic analyses show that the early Holocene, between 9,700 and 6,600 years ago, was a humid period, with rainy winters and hot summers, similar to a monsoon climate. Between 6,000 and 3,850 years ago, the growth of the stalagmite was interrupted for over 2,000 years, probably due to the drying up of the soil and the impact of the first human communities, who transformed the land into pastures. It started growing again around 3,850 years ago, sometimes showing reddish streaks, indicating the presence of iron oxides and erosion of the surrounding soil. The cave is full of cannulas, very thin tubes similar to hair, and cone-shaped stalactites that sparkle in the torchlight, forming real mineral jewels. In the innermost chambers, the stalagmites can exceed 1 meter in height, with whitish or reddish surfaces depending on the presence of iron or other minerals. The cave, and in particular the CR1 stalagmite, represent a true paleoclimatic archive. Each layer of calcite is a page of stone that contains information about past climatic conditions. The early Holocene, between 9,700 and 6,600 years ago, was a wet period, with lush forests and an abundance of dripping water. The 2,000-year hiatus between 6,800 and 3,850 years ago, coincides with a progressive drying up and with the action of man who, through neolithization, modified the landscape. The last 1,700 years have seen alternating cycles of drought and more intense rainfall correlated to global climatic events such as the Little Ice Age between the 14th and 19th centuries and to the use of the land for agriculture. The cave is not only rock and minerals, but also a refuge for specialized animal and plant species. There are several colonies of Rhinolophus hipposideros, bats, that find shelter in the darkest and most humid areas. we find subterranean crustaceans. Species such as Nephargus populate the small internal ponds, adapting to live in the absence of light. Extremophile communities of bacteria form on the damp walls, fundamental for astrobiology studies and for understanding life in extreme environments. These are known as bacterial biofilms. The Grotta di Carborangeli has been a place of interaction between man and the environment since prehistoric times. The presence of man since prehistoric times is evidenced by the discovery of the remains of meals, flint tools, and animal bones, including deer and dwarf elephants, dating back to a period between the Paleolithic and the Bronze Age. In the modern era, the Carini Plain, urbanized and used for intensive agriculture, has affected the permeability of the soil and reduced the supply of seepage water. The establishment of the Integral Nature Reserve in 1995 has protected the cave from pollution and soil erosion. Hydrogeological restoration projects are underway as of 2020 to preserve the water balance of the cavity and ensure the conservation of the concretions that are still alive. Several legends surround the cave. One of these tells that the name Carborangeli derives from a charcoal burner who, chased by robbers, took refuge inside it, shouting, "Meat to the angels." Others claim that it may refer to the obsidian coals used in the prehistoric lithic workshops in the surrounding area. Today, the Carborangeli cave is considered an important open-air laboratory where scientific research aims to understand climate change and the evolution of underground ecosystems. Sensors distributed throughout the cave constantly record the temperature between 13 and 22 degrees Celsius and humidity 75% to 95%, allowing the study of possible variations related to global warming. Using fluorescent tracers, the scientists are following the path of the water in the rocks, mapping the Sicilian aquifers, and assessing the impact of human activity on the hydrological cycle. Dear visitor, every corner of the Carborangeli cave is a page of history. Inside, observe the water tanks. The slow dripping continues to form calcite crystals. Admire the white and red stalagmites. The chromatic shades tell of ancient rains full of iron. Look up towards the vault. The labyrinths of columns and stalactites corroded by time evoke primordial sculptures. The silence broken by the dripping is the earth's slow breath. Here, among shadows and crystals, time seems to stand still and nature whispers its secrets. Happy exploring. Dear visitor, we thank you for visiting this place and invite you to continue your journey to discover the history and architecture of the city of Carini.